Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We are so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our featured speaker, Max Pratt.
Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elders, chief priests, and teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and on the third day be raised to life. Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. "Never, Lord," he said, "this shall never happen to you." Jesus turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of men." That's Matthew chapter 16, verses 21 through 23. There are several recorded scenes of Jesus sharing with his chosen apostles that he would be crucified and be raised to life. This possibility grieved the disciples, but Jesus kept preparing them about it. Jesus said to them, "The Son of Man is going to be betrayed into the hands of men. They will kill him, and on the third day he will be raised to life." And the disciples were filled with grief. Matthew 17, 22 through 23. They must have questioned why. Why did he have to die? They believed in him as the Christ. They had faith in his powers. But why did he have to die? Perhaps that question has been asked throughout these centuries of time since Jesus came to earth. In our lesson today, we're going to study about it.
Why did my Savior come to earth and to
still came. We know why Jesus came into this world. John 3, verses 16 and 17 says it's best. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Jesus said, I have come that they might have life and have it in abundance. John 10, verse 10. Jesus claimed to be the king as he stood before Pilate. He was born for that very purpose, he said. He came to rule and to lead his followers. Jesus came to set the captives free and to declare the year of Jubilee. All these claims do not tell us why Jesus had to die. However, there are scriptures that reveal why he had to die. The scene in Gethsemane when Jesus was praying in the garden late that betrayal night, he prayed to have the cup of suffering removed. He has been telling his disciples that he would die. The time had now come. He was about to be arrested, tried, and crucified. And so he prays to the Father, My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will. Jesus again offers the prayer three times as it's recorded in Scripture. My Father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it, may your will be done. We can say that the death of Jesus was to accomplish the will of the Father. Jesus faced the agony, pain, and death. His time had come to accomplish his purpose in coming to earth. His death on the cross would fulfill God's will. In his letter to the Christians residing in the city of Rome, the Apostle Paul explains why Jesus died. Reading from Romans chapter 5, beginning in verse 6. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man someone might dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? For if, when we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his Son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life? Not only is this so, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. Jesus had to die because we are all sinners and were powerless to save ourselves from the condemnation of our sins. Jesus had to die to save us from God's wrath in punishing us for our sins. Christ died so we can stand justified before God, not on our own goodness or merit, but because Jesus died in our place. His blood cleanses us and justifies us before God. Christ's righteousness has been applied to us. Jesus had to die to bring peace between us and our Father in heaven. Our sins separated us from God. Christ's death erases the debt of sin and reconciles us back to God through his blood shed on Calvary. When the Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy, he made this statement in his letter. Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into this world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. But for that very reason, I was shown mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his unlimited patience as an example for those who would believe on him and receive eternal life. That's 1 Timothy 2:15, 16. And so Jesus died that sinners would be saved by God's mercy and receive eternal life. Why did Jesus have to die? Because we are all under the curse of death. For as in Adam, all die, so in Christ, all will be made alive. Paul explains in 1 Corinthians 15:22, and the Hebrew writer says it this way, Just as man is destined to die once, Christ was sacrificed once to take away sins for of many people. And he will appear a second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him. Hebrews 9:27-28. Yes, Jesus had to die to save sinners. He died to bear our sins because we are under death's curse. For all sin and fall short of God's glory, we're saved by Christ's death. Dear listener, his death is only meaningful to those who hear it, who believe in him, and who receive the salvation by grace through faith. Let his death cover your need today.
Shackled by a heavy burden, 'neath a load of guilt and shame, then the hand of Jesus touched me. Touched me, oh, he touched me, he touched me, and oh, the joy, wonderful joy that floods my soul. Something wonderful happened, and now I know he touched me and at this blessed Savior, and since he cleansed and made me whole, well, I will never cease, I'll never cease to praise him,
to praise him.
I'll shout it while eternity rolls.
He touched me,
oh, he touched me, he touched me, and oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me.
Thank you for sharing your precious time today with Moments of Inspiration. This international mystery exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in him until he comes again. We offer Bible studies and free Bible upon request. You may contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com. or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas, 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we meet again, may God bless you and keep you.